Texte numéro 26. Drivers on the phone, beware. The bicycling vigilante is after you. Hurtling towards the traffic lights, the young mother has already picked up her mobile phone and is tapping out a text. A 20-year-old boy follows not far behind, chatting away on his smartphone as he speeds along. During rush hour on a busy road near Harlow, Essex, plenty of drivers are fiddling with their handsets rather than concentrating on the road ahead. Most of us, motorists or pedestrians, have encountered such irresponsible driving on countless occasions. But tonight, someone is holding them to account. Dave Sherry, cyclist and self-styled scourge of reckless drivers, who is capturing footage of their misdemeanours on a camera attached to his bicycle helmet. At the first hint that someone isn't driving responsibly, Dave heads in their direction to confront the culprit. If they express no remorse, they rarely do, he sends the footage to the police. As a result, for the past 2 years, more than 60 offenders have received cautions, fines, or points off their licence. He's not alone either. Aided by sophisticated cameras attached to their dashboards or their bike helmets, a growing number of motorists and cyclists are taking on law-breaking drivers in an attempt to make our roads safer. Mobile use is Dave's bête noire. The young mum we see texting at the wheel of a moving car with her baby in the back is a case in point. She responds to Dave with a blank stare when he draws alongside her at a red light and remonstrates with her about using her phone. According to road safety organisation RoSPAR, endless tests have shown that mobile phone use is a significant distraction while driving, with drivers 4 times more likely to crash if they are using one. Such grim statistics are what drove businessman Mike Stockdale and former policeman Alan Featherstone to set up Police Witness 3 years ago. This private company sells dashboard cameras and sifts through footage sent in by the public to see if an offence may have occurred before passing it to the police. The advent of mobiles and social media has had a devastating impact on the way we drive, Stockdale says. People cannot go 3 seconds without checking Facebook or their Twitter feed. It's madness. Certainly, the police are expanding their capacity to receive and act on video evidence sent in by the public. Earlier this year, the Association of Chief Police Officers said it is working with the Home Office to improve how digital evidence is processed by police forces. This will make it easier for the public to send it to them directly, something they would not have countenanced a few years ago. Adapted from dailymail.co.uk, October 2014.